Harper Audio presents My Dear Hamilton, a novel of Eliza Schuyler Hamilton by Stephanie Dre and Laura Kamoy, performed by Cassandra Campbell. Note to the reader. Alexander Hamilton left us with more than 7,000 letters, essays, proposals, and other papers. Of his wife's letters, only a handful remain. Whenever possible, for Hamilton and other historical figures, we quote directly from primary sources, which reflect the biases, prejudices, and political opinions of the time period. However, because the language of the 18th century was so stilted and opaque, we have taken the liberty of correcting spelling, grammar, and otherwise editing, abridging, or modernizing the prose and terminology in the interest of clarity. We have also adopted some conventions for the purposes of familiarity and simplicity. For example, we refer to the Haudenosaunee Confederacy as the Iroquois, and what Hamilton gave the snappy title, Observations on Certain Documents Contained in Number 5 and 6 of The History of the United States for the Year 1796, in which the charge of speculation against Alexander Hamilton, late Secretary of the Treasury, is fully refuted, written by himself, is referred to in this book simply as the Reynolds Pamphlet. For clarity in discussions of early national politics, we have largely used the terms Federalists and Anti-Federalists, and the political party names Federalists and Republicans to denote the two main political factions that dominated Hamilton's life, despite the fact that Republicans, Democrats, Democratic Republicans, and Jacobins were all largely...